This message comes from the International Rescue Committee. The IRC has been providing humanitarian aid for more than 90 years. The International Rescue Committee helps refugees whose lives are disrupted by conflict and disaster, supporting recovery efforts in places like Gaza and Ukraine, and responding within 72 hours of crisis. Donate today by visiting rescue.org/rebuild. That's rescue.org/rebuild to learn more and donate today.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whether you're planting now or later, Fast Growing Trees has everything that you need to create your dream yard, starting with the best quality and selection of plants delivered straight to your door. As America's largest online nursery, they offer over 1,600 unique trees and plants, delivering healthy, expert-grown trees since 2005. From fruit and flowering trees to privacy trees and shrubs, they have all of the plants that your yard needs. Their Alive and Thrive guarantee ensures that your plants arrive happy and ready to thrive, all locally grown and cared for by U.S. experts. People love not having to deal with getting their cars dirty with trips to the nursery. Fast Growing Trees has over 6,000 plants for every space with a 14-point quality check to ensure that your plants thrive. Order online and get your plants delivered in days. Their plant experts are ready to help. No green thumb required. This season, get the best deals for your yard, including up to 50% off. Plus, get 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com with code Dana at checkout. That's 15% off your next purchase using code Dana. Now is the perfect time to plant. Visit fastgrowingtrees.com and use code Dana to save an additional 15% today. Offer is valid for a limited time and terms and conditions may apply.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
This is one bad dad, like bad, like bad, bad. A Florida man used his six-year-old daughter as a robbery lookout, then ditched her to hide from police, apparently. It started as a trip to the Gainesville Ace Hardware, Kane. Woo-hoo! But then it took a wild turn when 35-year-old Joshua Robert Spirit allegedly turned a father-daughter outing into a full-blown crime scene. Authorities say that Spirit's latest stunt landed him behind bars facing charges, and the details are jaw-dropping. Get to the details, you stupid reporter. So apparently around 4 p.m. just the other day at Ace, this Joshua Robert Spirit and his six-year-old were spotted in the tool section. Dad started slipping merchandise, quote, into his person and into his daughter's bag while she was reportedly watching for people. When a security guard noticed that they were passing all points of sale without paying for about $200 worth of goods, he tried to stop them. Spirit refused to comply, made a run for it, and apparently left his daughter behind. And then it got worse. Apparently the daughter got in the car. Finally, the guard stepped up behind it, snapped a picture of the license plate, and then he backed up and trapped the guard with his vehicle while trying to make his getaway. Police confronted him at his home. He tried to make a run for it, leaving once again his kid behind. He jumped over an 8-foot wall, tried to hide under a parked car at a nearby Walmart. That didn't work, so he ran inside the store. Officers weren't playing. They tased him and took him into custody. He is facing lots of charges. Surprise! Wow. A Florida man has found a creative way to rescue the frozen iguanas that fall out of trees and hit people in the heads. Because that happens. I mean, apparently you have to be careful with it. All my Florida friends are saying this. It stuns them, poor little things, although they're weird. And he catches the slow-moving iguanas, this Florida dude, with a net. And he warms them up, gets them, I guess, what, a heat rock? I don't know. He finds them and, like, tries to protect them because they're cold stunned. That, I would not want to be an iguana. No.
Okay, a lot of the MAGA women receive gender-affirming care, such as lip fillers, breast augmentation, etc. Why do you think they are so against gender-affirming care for trans people?
You know you want to say it.
Okay, so I have this thing where, like, you know a MAGA woman when you see one.
1,000%.
They all have a look, right? But they, like, they lips be up to... Anyway, mm-hmm. That's a whole other issue. But yeah, it's, they don't even know. Because when that was brought up on the House floor, because there was a discussion about this on the House floor.
So I just feel like if you're Jasmine Crockett and you're talking about another woman's appearance, that's maybe something you shouldn't do. So let's do that, okay? Welcome back to the show, top of this third hour. So I'll just say it. I mean, you're standing there looking like a double wide surprise next to a man that actually makes you look larger than he does in the middle. I don't even know how in the world you can reconcile that with your invectives towards women who simply vote Republican. I'm not even going to say anything about that weed that looks like you robbed a horse's ass and you have this, you know, stallion's tail that's like drooping down your back, or these shredded spider legs that you put on your eyelashes. Let's just stop. Don't talk about other women's appearances when you leave yourself wide open like that. Okay, so now that's out of my system. I don't think that that's gender affirming. I think that women just don't want to look old. And there's nothing wrong with that. Everybody do what they got to do. Everybody always has an opinion. People dye their hair. You know, they do all kinds of stuff. They get tattoos. I mean, shut up. Good grief. But she doesn't need to. And she's standing next to a drag queen, like a 90-foot tall drag queen. I don't know. Maybe that's why they can't define what women are, because they don't even know what they look like no more. Just saying. All right. So we did not get that out of the system. Speaking of people that, you know, standing next to you, would you let that guy pat you down, Kane, at the
that
TSA?
Drag queen we saw on screen just now? Mm-hmm. No.
Come over here and let me see if you're smuggling any weapons.
No.
No? You know?
No.
Okay. The reason I bring this up is because there's a lawsuit challenging TSA's ban on transgender officers conducting pat downs. Okay. This is LA Times. Virginia Transportation's a security officer is accusing the U.S. Department of Homeland Security of sexual discrimination. And it's a policy that bars officers from performing security screening pat downs if they're transgender. And it enacted the policy in February to comply with POTUS's EO about male sex and the female sex. And the internal documents explaining the policy changes, the Associated Press got one, and it said that two former TSA workers, including one current, two former, transgender officers will no longer engage in pat-down duties, which are conducted based on both the traveler and officer's biological sex. Transgender officers. See, now this is, well, I'm not even going to read all of it. You get the idea. This is when cosplay goes beyond. You have no right to force your self-perception on someone else. If you're a dude, I don't care if you think you're a woman. Your cosplay stops when it concerns you touching someone else. And to say that, well, I am a man, but I identify as a woman, so I'm going to touch all the ladies at the TSA security. You don't get to do that because now you're infringing upon their rights. That's the whole point. This is why I'm like, to accommodate this is madness, because there is a downstream effect. And this is what we're looking at. So they're filing suit. Our tax dollars are going to have to go fight this. TSA used to assign work consistent with their gender identity. And then they rescinded that to comply. There is no way in hell that I would let a man pretending to be a woman pat me down. That's sexual assault. It's sexual assault. I don't even like these stupid, barbaric security practices that our government came up with anyway. Unwanted touching. I don't give a rat's backside if you're a TSA agent or not. I think all of that stuff, if it is, I mean, you're forced into consent. You don't get a choice. And so it was a transgender officer at Dulles. And the guy says that he was not allowed to use the TSA facility restrooms that align with his gender identity. I'm not saying her, because that's anti-science. And he's mad, he says, solely because he's transgender. TSA now prohibits the plaintiff from conducting core functions of his job, impeding his advancement to higher level positions. That's your choice. You wanted to play pretend at the workplace and pretend that you didn't have a male copulatory organ. This goes along with it. That is your choice. That's the choice you made. You don't get to override other people's choices. You don't get to force yourself on other individuals just because you think that your decision to identify as a woman is greater than the uncomfortability that a real woman would face at having to be pat down by you. And so now they're having a legal battle over this. You know, the problem is if we get a Democrat in the White House after Trump, this is going to be reversed and we'll have dudes patting down women again. It's crazy. The other one apparently was at Harry Reid International Airport in Vegas. And the guy, the other guy's at Dulles. This one is not involved in the, so it's like two separate cases. So this case in Vegas is not involved in the Virginia case. This guy, this chick wanted to be a male and transitioned, I don't know, and wanted to pat down men. And then she said, because she wants to be a man, she said, it made me feel inadequate at my job, not because I can't physically do it, because they put that on me. Now, you put it on yourself. This isn't a real scientific thing. It's a mental illness. And you put it on, you're chose to bring this into the workplace. You don't get to assert your reality over someone else's. You don't get to make your perception someone else's reality. It's predatory. That's a predatory thing. That's predatory behavior. Homeland Security pushed back saying that it wasn't discriminatory. And Homeland Security spokesperson said, does the AP want female travelers to be subjected to pat downs by male officers? Hell no. Absolutely not. And here's the thing. Transgender officers make up such a teeny tiny percentage of TSA. This new policy is not going to cause any delays. To the contrary. It does not at all whatsoever inhibit the operation of airport security. And that came from the security expert at the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign, Professor Sheldon Jacobson. He literally helped design PreCheck. So he's like, no, this doesn't affect it at all. And I mean, if you're dedicated to your job, then don't make things that are outside of your job a consequential issue within your job. Would you want to be pat down by a woman who wants to be a man, King?
No. No, I don't think. I mean, I hate being patted down no matter what.
Correct.
I think that's why we go through the damn machine, so we don't have to be patted down.
There for a while, I wasn't even given the option of that. They were pulling me out of the line like all the time. Every time I went through Sky Harbor, I got pulled out of the line. And then one time they detained me for 2 hours because they said they wanted, I think it was because one of the agents actually hated me. And my husband, excuse me, when we were going through, was like, I think you're going to have a problem.
I remember that. Actually.
Yeah, you remember that because I almost missed my flight.
Yeah.
They had already did last call for us to board. And we had to run. I had to run without my shoes to make it. That was at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport. And that happened in 2014. And I had to race without my shoes on just to get to my gate. They held me for approximately 2 hours and 12 minutes. And they did a swab and they're like, oh, it came back inconclusive for like explosive. I'm like, you know how many times, this is such so stupid, the false positives on this. They did two pat downs and then they tried to take me to a private room. And I was like, you're going to do it right here. I am not going into a private room so you can infringe upon my freedoms and sexually assault me anymore. You're going to do it right here. It was crazy. And one of them actually suggested, why don't you, like, you know, because I had I was wearing button-up pants. And the woman was like, was trying to get her hand. And she was like, maybe you should. I'm like, I'm not unbuttoning my pants so you can molest me. And at that point, I will get ignorant. It was the most ridiculous TSA experience. And they were so ungodly rude. It, like, scarred me. And so I don't go to Phoenix. I will not fly through that airport. I have not been back. I will not go through that airport. And now DFW, their people are great. But I think this was one or two agents that had it out for me because they were looking at me and my husband was like, I think you're going to have a problem. And I go, what do you mean? Because we were putting our stuff on the thing and he goes, they're pointing you out. And it was, and they were like, you need to come over here, ma'am. And it was just they were incredibly rude.
That was the TSA under the Obama administration.
And it was.
I have a general rule of just, I don't want mentally ill people patting me down.
Yeah.
That's just it. It's not about sex.
I don't think that if you're mentally ill, you should be working in a security job.
Right.
No. If you have a mental illness, you should not be working in a security job. This is, if that makes you unhappy, tough. There are a lot of things that I don't like, but this is the reality in which we live. And there are certain jobs that require certain levels of mental altogetherness. I don't know how to put it. Now, I will say, by the way, not every TSA agent is like that. There were some, I think DFW has some of the best ones. And the American at St. Louis International are great. They're so great. There's some really nice TSA folks out there. The two that were at Phoenix Sky Harbor were really bad, but there's some really nice ones out there. Really nice ones. That are actually like really helpful with like our parents when they fly, because our parents have some mobility issues and they're just so sweet with them. But long story short, you should be able, if you're a man or a woman and you're going through TSA, you should be able to say, I really don't want to be patted down by a member of the opposite sex. That's really uncomfortable for me. And you should have that right to say that. That right, why is that right viewed by transgender activists as being second class compared to their rights? That's the million-dollar question. So if you're all about common sense and keeping what's yours and you want to protect your money from Washington spending and crazy markets, you need to check out Noble Gold Investments. Gold and silver are not just some numbers on a screen or digital assets that can just disappear with a click. They're real, tangible things, and they've been trusted for thousands of years. So with a gold IRA, you can actually own physical gold and silver in a retirement account, tax deferred or even tax free. Noble Gold has been the top rated gold IRA company for 4 years running. They handle billions of precious metals for people just like you. And they've got a US-based team, real people, available 6 days a week. There's no hidden fees. There's no gimmicks. They walk you through everything, and you even get a photo of your actual metals. So there's some transparency. So right now, when you open a new account, they're going to send you a free 10-ounce silver flag bar plus a silver American Eagle proof coin. It's free. So just visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. Protect what you've worked for.
This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment.
The audio transmitter also allows for JBL Spatial 360 sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. Why do you guys think you win so many cases?
The insurance companies and other companies that we go against know that we're going to take it to the end, that we believe in the case. So we fight for every dollar, and we're not afraid to go that extra mile for our clients.
Are insurance companies like actually afraid of you guys?
We don't bluff. We take it to trial, and we are not strangers of getting very, very, very large verdicts.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's #529 from your cell phone. And our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right. So first up, this terrifying looking robot powered up and then immediately declared humanity as a resource to be manipulated or eliminated. That sounds slightly terrifying. This comes after Elon Musk said he's going to make a million of those robots. Remember that? So, yeah, this, by the way, this story that's written over at MSN, Joe Wilkins needs to be fired, dragged rhetorically behind a truck and fired because he decided to bury the lead seven graphs down in this story. I cannot stand people who cannot write stories. He's like, oh, Aristotle was no angel. Sure, shut up. Just tell me about this stupid robot. No one cares about your dumb musings from J school. So, moving on. I mean, seriously.
This is real life iRobot movie.
It is.
That's what it is.
It is. Foreclosure surge 20% as Americans struggle to pay their mortgages. And there's fears of a 2008-style crash. That's soaring. So, you know what? Let's lower the criteria for getting giant loans and just give them out like Mardi Gras candy. We'll do that. That'll be great. And then have 50-year mortgages so no one ever actually owns anything and they end up paying like buku interest, you know, just so we can pretend that we're participating in ownership. Let's go ahead and make that so much better because that worked really well for us in 2008. So we should probably do it again, right?
But it didn't work out
great. Oh, it didn't? Why are you such a cuck? Golly, quit being a cuck, Kane.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, stocks notched the worst day in over a month as tech sell-off intensifies. I don't care. Do I care? Am I supposed
to? Even the housing thing, this is all correction stuff. We have to correct the market before we can get things back in order.
You gotta pass it before you can find out what's in it. I agree. It's completely exactly what it is. Yeah. So hedge funds still dumping stocks while retail investors are keeping the market alive. I'm very curious to see how all the Christmas shopping and all of that goes this year and like what kind of revenues generated, because it's always a big thing to watch. Retail's always been the market's backbone and it's been the most consistent. Even like during the pandemic, it was pretty consistent. Like it was a behavior that everyone just sort of adopted. It's weird. So let's see if it holds as we go into the crazy Christmas buying season. Doritos and Cheetos have debuted the NKD options. This is dumb. Without artificial flavors or colors. It's a colorless product. Doritos nacho cheese. I want chemically altered, cheesy looking chips.
No, you don't.
You know what? If it gets me off this rock faster, then yes.
Good God. But no, they're still using seed oils, though. So... apparently,
are seed oils that bad? I mean, yeah. Isn't that what peanut oil is?
How seed oils are extracted from seeds is important.
Isn't that what like peanut oil is?
If it's pressed, it's
almond
fine.
Oil. Isn't almond oil seed oil,
but
technically?
If it's actually extracted using chemicals, it's not good. So seed oils are not great.
Can you get them without the chemicals?
Yeah, you can get pressed oil, you know, but that's the only good oil you're going to get.
Or maybe people don't eat Doritos. I don't know. I really don't care what people want to gorge themselves on. It's just weird to hear seed oils are bad. By the way, cigarettes are still legal. You know, I don't know. It's just, I think you should be able to kill yourself in whatever fashion you want to. Slowly with food. What?
Seed oils are legal, but it's just, you have to, you know, use your discernment. That's all.
What? People are too stupid for that, Kane. What are you talking about? Golly, you're such a cuck. Why are you being such a cuck today? God. Can I say that the Doritos chips look stupid? The ones without all the stuff on them?
Yeah.
I don't think they look good. The NKO or NKD one, they have the Cool Ranch and then the NKD Cheetos. If I see a weird looking Cheeto, I ain't eating that. That thing better look like it is an unnatural color of orange. It's not getting near my belly. Not going to happen. When I eat things like that, I know it's going to be garbage. And I expect garbage, right? Don't sit here and try to bouge it up after the fact. I expect absolute nonsense. Chemicals, the whole nine yards. So, I don't know. By the way, coming up, I'm going to show a video of, I think I sent this. Gosh, I hope so. Because I have this thing, I'll see videos and in my mind, I send them to you guys. And then sometimes it doesn't actually happen. And then I'm like, where's the video? Where's that at? Oh, I didn't send it. I did it in my mind. Jeez. Anyway, but it's a video of when I guess the Snap got turned back on. Like people loaded their carts up with junk. The folks at Kel-Tec, the KS7 Gen 2, meaning it's the next generation. Now the KS7, all of the original stuff with the KS7, which is a pump action shotgun, by the way, are still there. You've got it's super lightweight, maneuverability in tight spaces because it's a compact bullpup design. It's like 7 pounds unloaded and downward shell ejection, ambidextrous, 7+1 capacity. But the Gen 2 has some upgrades. You got a 5-slot rail, You underneath, you can add vertical grips, lights, keep it flush and sleek, smoother pump action so it has faster, cleaner cycling. Also, enhanced durability. It's great for home defense, range days, for seasoned shooters, for first timers, whatever it is. And you can get it as part of the Defender series or Classic Black. MSRP is only $639, so it's entirely affordable. It's Kel-Tec, made in America, family owned. You can find more about the KS7 Gen 2 at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boo. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment.
The audio transmitter also allows for JBL Spatial 360 sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said $20 billion. $20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, $20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
Welcome back to the program. Top of the bottom hour. That doesn't even make any sense. Bottom of this first hour. When I was down in McAllen, Texas, because I've been to the border a few times, and one of the times I was down there, we were shown exactly what was happening at the southern border. And there was a Catholic Charities there that was ran by a very famous sister, famous because she seemed pretty left-leaning, I got to be honest with you. And I'm trying to think of like the best way to put this. They helped to facilitate, I don't know how else you could not see it any other way. They helped to facilitate the pipeline of illegal immigration. And I went there and I saw everything that with my own eyes. People who would cross the border illegally, Catholic Charities would take a lot of them in. They had bus tickets to send them further into the interior, all kinds of stuff. And I remember at one point I had suggested that perhaps, you know, we actually deport people who enter illegally and stop with this idea that we are obligated, like we get criticized worldwide for being the world's police, what we're supposed to be, the world's welfare. Those two ideas don't coexist. And I said something to this effect, and the lady who ran it, Pimentel was her name. The sister who ran it did not like that, and so we had a little back and forth, and Ted Cruz actually had to intervene because we were looking to see how bad it was, and it was really maligned. The GOP establishment were like, oh, you're down there helping with the lady. We were literally going and seeing how bad it was. And it was bad. It was pretty insane, the amount of people who were coming in illegally, and then I mean, that's like a beacon. Everyone went there because they knew they were going to get a free bus ticket and all this other stuff. How was that not helping to make it a beacon, right? So the reason I bring this up is because of this video that I saw this morning, which came out. And this, the Pope has like said stuff. Pope Leo has said some stuff about this before. I don't know what video they're watching or what they think they're reacting to, but he urged U.S. Catholic bishops, and they did. They delivered a rebuke of the sitting of Trump. They said it was the strongest rebuke of a sitting president in church history, condemning Trump Vance raids as inhumane and dehumanizing in a 216-5 vote. And this, they had a video that they put out. They said that there was a climate of fear amongst families, amongst immigrant families. Keep in mind that they don't differentiate between immigrant or illegal immigrant, none of that. They said parents were afraid to take children to school or even attend church, etc. How dare you, horrible, entitled Americans. How dare you expect other people to be smart enough to follow your laws? That's the intimation that I get. And the last time that they did this, they had a 2013 video where they criticized Obama's policy on contraceptive coverage, and that's it. But this even goes further. Now, notice none of these Catholic bishops had anything to say about the policies that were creating this deluge at the southern border. But oh my gosh, when we're finally enforcing the law, they come out. They're bleeding hearts. I think we have some video of one of the messaging just so you can get an idea. But yes, they said it was inhumane, etc. Listen.
As pastors, we, the bishops of the United States, are bound to our people by ties of communion and compassion in our Lord Jesus Christ. And we are disturbed when we see among our people a climate of fear and anxiety around questions of profiling and immigration enforcement.
We are saddened by the state of contemporary debate and the vilification of immigrants. We are concerned about the conditions in detention centers and the lack of access to pastoral care.
We lament that some immigrants in the United States have arbitrarily lost their legal status. We are troubled by threats against the sanctity of houses of worship.
Have any of these well-fed bishops gone to any of these countries to encourage reform in the countries where these people are leaving? Out of curiosity, is that something? Look, I'm going to tell you, all the people out there that sit here and go on and on about Israel, they're fine to take lessons. They're fine to take orders from Rome. Yeah. Are you going to be America first or not? Because laws aren't made in Rome. They're made in Washington, D.C. by people we elect. So, I mean, this is, I posted about this and the comments were amazing. I got a couple of very interesting emails and some comments. One of the comments I got, someone was from RGV, and they said their families experienced loss of loved ones at the hands of illegal aliens and coyotes, meaning the people from the cartels who are bringing them across. They've had properties destroyed, cars stolen. They have bailouts here every day. And they said, you know, these people, their opinions don't matter because they don't live here. I got a couple of emails as well from people. I've been down there and I've seen it. I mean, I've met ranchers that are there on the border who are victimized by what illegal immigration does. They haven't, where are these old well-fed bishops out there sitting here going, stop victimizing the legal immigrant community. Stop victimizing the people who live at the southern border. Stop doing any of this. Don't. I mean, you want to talk about trying to influence U.S. law. Give to Caesar what is Caesar and give to God what is God's. You follow the laws of the land. These aren't extraordinary laws to follow. You don't enter a country illegally. That's not an extraordinary request. I would be arrested if I tried to enter the Vatican illegally. I've been to the Vatican. I had to go through one way. I had to submit all of my belongings for an X-ray machine. I had to go and get a wand pat down. I had to do all of that to enter into just the foyer of the Vatican. So I really don't want to see these individuals look down from their high horses in Rome and try to lecture other people about their laws, especially in areas in which A, they don't live, and B, they've not visited. I don't see them reducing any of the security there. I don't see any of that. And you're only allowed to go in the area in which your ticket purchases access. If you want to have a discussion later about money changing tables, we can do that. So, no, we don't make laws in Rome, as beautiful of a city as it is. We make laws here in the United States, in Washington, D.C. And I'm not going to take any kind of condemnation or condescension from any of these so-called religious leaders who are silent on everything else. Where were they during the trans fight? Well, where were they? Where were they when just at the deluge, when you had these policies that were encouraging thousands of people to cross the border a day illegally? Where were they then? There was no rebuke. They're all patting themselves on the back because they got the headline that, ooh, it's the strongest rebuke that we've ever had of a sitting president. Oh, go you. I mean, where was the concern when it began with bad policy? And now they want to emotionally abuse people and suggest that somehow they are inhumane by forcing laws that any other nation has. Have they made these videos about Ireland's laws? Have they made these videos about Italy's immigration laws? You know, when they had Matteo Salvini and they were going to try to arrest him for kidnapping because he wouldn't let a boatload of North Africans illegally disembark. No, there wasn't any there. It's just going after the United States, always. Going after U.S. law, always. If you're going to be American first, you're not going to take your dictation from Rome. This is infuriating to see because I've seen it happen over and over again. And it was very interesting when I was down there at Catholic Charities at RGV, and I was discussing this, you know, very briefly with the nun that was there, who was very aggressive. And you could tell she did not like the conservative members of the little group that were there, who were kind of looking around like, oh my gosh, it's worse than anybody could have ever imagined. Which immediately indicated to me that this was less about service maybe and more about making a political stand. But I'm not going to pretend I understand the recesses of someone's heart, particularly the heart of organizations that receive millions of dollars of taxpayer funding and then help people elude the law. You know, if you or I were to break the law in such a fashion, goodness, what would our penalty be? And I'm curious, where are all of the people who say, oh, Israel first, you're not America first, where are they for this? They're awfully silent about this. Huh? No condemnation for a religious entity that's headquartered in Rome trying to tell you how to run your laws? Huh? Very interesting. If we want to have a discussion about double standards. So, no, I don't think we're going to take lessons. They have some problems of their own. I mean, are they done paying out to abuse victims? I mean, how far do you want to go with this? I bristle when I see people try to, in a manner uncharacteristic of a good shepherd, try to emotionally blackmail you into aiding and abetting lawlessness. Because they're trying to use their authority as church leaders to make you think you're bad simply for wanting to uphold the laws of your land, the land that you pay taxes for, the land whose defense you fund. It should be rejected outright. So, no, I'm just not gonna. And I know there are a lot of Catholics out there that agree. They're like, yes, there's no way they should be doing this. This is enough. Don't see them going down to Venezuela lecturing Maduro. Don't see them going to Sheinbaum in Mexico. Don't see that. Goodness. No, that's when, you know, I have a headline too about religion and the waning of faith, and or not faith, but the waning of basically organized religion. The Washington Times had an interesting piece where they discuss half in the U.S. now say it's not important. Do you want to know why half of the people in the United States think it's not important? Because they get dual messages like this. Follow the law, but don't follow the law. Follow the law, but you're bad if you follow the law. Gallup released its world poll, and it showcased that America's shedding religion. There's a 17 percentage point drop in U.S. religiosity over the past decade. It's the largest that Gallup has recorded in any country over a 10-year period since 2007. I mean, and particularly, I like how the article notes as well that that's kind of one of the core, that is a core belief of American exceptionalism. The idea that individual rights and liberties are enshrined under the dominion of the divine. They're under God's rule, not under man's rule, meaning they are safeguarded. These are God-given. That's why we say God-given rights, God-given liberties. And then if you have a country that stops believing in God, then what happens to the dominion that protects those rights? Do you see why Karl Marx, Marxism, all these tyrants, do you see where they hate religion so much? Because that is the thing that safeguards your rights from them. You know, our God-given rights, these are things that were given to you by God, not by man. Thus, man cannot pervert or pollute them. And tyrants seek to erase that. They want to rip that veil down. They don't want there to be any kind of your rights to be in the dominion of that only God. They think they should be able. They should be able to change your rights, to pollute your rights, to pervert your rights, to abridge your rights. And a right abridged is a right denied. So there has been, and they're winning. And it doesn't help when you have church leaders who follow the same ideology, who make videos like the ones that we just played. They're part of the problem. You either recognize the laws of the land or you don't. And I would go so far as to say good shepherds recognize good law. Bad ones don't. And even the devil can quote scripture.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from the International Rescue Committee. The IRC has been providing humanitarian aid for more than 90 years. The International Rescue Committee helps refugees whose lives are disrupted by conflict and disaster, supporting recovery efforts in places like Gaza and Ukraine, and responding within 72 hours of crisis. Donate today by visiting rescue.org/rebuild. That's rescue.org/rebuild to learn more and donate today.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
In the wake of this week's Democrat electoral landslide, what comes next for the Republicans, and perhaps more importantly, for the people in those very states?
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.